SBS Radio.
হেলদি ইটিং এর পেছনে প্রতি বছর অস্ট্রেলিয়া প্রায় $13 বিলিয়ন ব্যয় করে থাকে। তারপরেও কার্ডিওভাস্কুলার ডিজিজের কারণে এদেশের বহু মানুষ মৃত্যুবরণ করে। 14-20 অক্টোবর পালিত হচ্ছে ন্যাশনাল নিউট্রিশন উইক। শ্রোতাবন্ধুরা, এখন আমরা কথা বলছি মেডিকেল প্র্যাকটিশনার জুলি স্ল্যাডেনের সঙ্গে। জুলি স্ল্যাডেন, ইউ আর ওয়েলকাম টু SBS বাংলা।
Thank you for having me.
Healthy eating is a $1 billion industry in Australia. However, cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death here. Why?
Look, that's a really good question. Despite, 2.3 million people being on diets, we still have rising levels of cardiovascular disease, diabetes and obesity. And I think what we've seen now is the result of some of the disastrous moves that we've had in our diets over the last few decades, including eating more and more processed foods, and also, some of the dietary guidelines that haven't necessarily been helpful to, people, especially those with these chronic diseases.
What is the role of the Nutritional Therapy Association? How does it work?
So the Nutritional Therapy Association, what we are trying to do is just to bring people back to basics and, clear some of the confusion about, what's actually good food. So we encourage people to get back to a whole food, unprocessed food diet, eating the way our ancestors and our grandparents ate, cooking meals from scratch again, and really sort of paying attention to what nourishes our body very well. One of the things that I encourage people to understand is that, we're all bio-individuals. So what that means is we are each unique in our own way. There's some foods that would suit, myself, but wouldn't suit the person that I'm standing next to. But there are a few rules that stay the same, and that is, eating whole foods that haven't been processed is definitely better for us than processed foods. And people also need to just pay attention to, their health issues and what their health issues are saying to them, because, this is actually the body sort of saying, look, I'm not dealing very well with the food that you're giving me or the way that you're living your life, and things need to change. So, and this actually happened to myself when I developed, cancer at the age of 39, and then an autoimmune disease shortly after that. And I found the Nutritional Therapy Association, just trying to find out a bit more information, and they had a free course on there called Nutrition 101, and that really started me on the journey of educating myself about what actually helps to make up good nutrition. So we're really trying to encourage people to start investigating for themselves, what is a good whole food diet and how they might address their own health issues using good nutrition. So you can find out more information there from www.ntaaustralia.com.au, and we've got useful information, resources and articles, recommended reading. That free course that I mentioned is there as well, or people can even find a practitioner in their local area. Or if they're a long way away from a city centre, sometimes, some of the practitioners work online. So there's a lot of places to get started and get some more information.
Is this really important to go to a nutritionist?
Look, I think the most important thing is for people to actually just start asking the questions for themselves and asking the why of, why have I developed this particular health concern, or why does my body seem to, run better on these particular food groups and not others? And, I think that's the most important thing, and just educate themselves on, the research that's coming out now about, the better ways of eating. We know that the high sugar rates and the high processed foods is not doing anybody any good. And I think it's really important that people educate themselves about, what actually whole food nutrition means, and whether that means they go and see someone specifically or not is completely up to them. And you can work with your own medical practitioner or GP, ask those questions and really, really get involved in your own nutrition and healthcare.
What do you think about lifestyle? Is there anything that we need to change nowadays people are more concerned about their job and other recreational activities, but they don't care about the physical activity. And what about the junk food and fast food?
Absolutely. Look, I think lifestyle is extremely important. And under that banner, you know, you've got nutrition, but you've also got movement and stress levels and hydration, and also how much rest and recreation and sleep people are getting. And all of these things are really important. You know, we're living busier and busier lives, and it's almost as if people have less and less time to spend looking after themselves. And that's often what's said to me, that, you know, I don't have time to exercise, or I don't have time to eat properly or cook food from scratch. And often my comment back to them is, well, you can choose to sort of pay the price now or later on. And, you know, so those investments that we make in actually looking after ourselves in the long term are the ones that are going to reap us great rewards later on in our lives in the terms of, you know, how our health looks.
Is there anything else for our listeners?
Look, I'd just like to encourage people to just really start to question, you know, their own why, and also start to look at, you know, what resources are out there, you know, educate themselves. There are some really good books out there about, you know, the role of, you know, fats and the importance of healthy fats in our diet, you know, and also how damaging sugars can be to our diet. So, you know, I just really encourage people to sort of be proactive, and, you know, any time that you spend, you know, looking in this area or investing in your own health is definitely time and money well spent.
Julie Sladen, thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.